What happened to not only the source of this story, but also the jail in which the event occurred, is so disturbing that the person has chosen not to divulge their identity to this day, for fear of repercussions from the government, or worse. Here's their story. I was locked up in West Virginia for a couple days a few years back. Let's just say I'm not the kind of person who does well in a cage. I know it doesn't seem like a long time, but in a place like jail, even just a few days can feel much, much longer. It was my first offense, and it wasn't like some serious crime or anything. I was arrested during a bar fight. Something stupid, I know, but can't do much about it now. Anyways, I had the unfortunate luck of being arrested while visiting family in a little town called Beaver, West Virginia. Now, it wasn't the town or the actual jail or anything that was the problem. No, I think it was just a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. See, by the time I was tossed in the slammer, my buzz was already wearing off, and I just had this general sense of unease. You know, the one you get when the booze wears off. I knew that my wife was going to be wondering where I was, but I was terrified to call her. With my wife being put in the doghouse, wouldn't even describe it. I figured I'd have to call her at some point, though, to come bail me out. I just wasn't ready to do it yet. The jail was real country, and only had a little hallway with a few holding cells in it. One of those places you can only be at for a few days before they send you to a bigger place. When I arrived, everybody at the station seemed disturbed, though. I mean, I know it's jail, of course, but this was excessive even for that. There was just this aura of fear surrounding the place. Once the guard dropped me off in my holding cell, he got a call on his radio to go outside and discuss something. He agreed and quickly headed out without saying a word. I don't know why, but I had expected him to tell me something, or at least let me know when lights out was, or anything. But like I said, that was my first time, so I wasn't sure what to expect. Once he was gone, though, the guy in the cell next to mine used a string to slide me a note with a crayon attached to it. I opened up the paper, and the note just read, "Do you know about the old man?" I had no idea what that meant, but I was intrigued, so I responded. "Nope, don't think so," I wrote below it, sliding the paper back to the other side. A couple minutes later, the note came back, and what it said really freaked me out. "There's something wrong with the inmate in the cell next to mine. I don't know if it's a disease or what, but the guards won't get near him. Dude literally looks like he's rotting." "Why is he here?" I quickly responded. A few minutes later, he slid it back. "I don't know. I heard the guards say something about multiple homicides, but I'm not sure. Maybe they're waiting for someone from the government to come get him. Something ain't right about that man, though. To be honest, I wish I could trade cells with you." Not knowing what else to say, I just wrote sorry and slid it back. I figured the guy was probably just screwing with me anyways. How was I supposed to believe some faceless convict in a cell next to mine? Especially when the story was as crazy as this. It was weird, though. The guards were definitely on edge. I could tell. When one of them brought me dinner, he had a mask on. And when I asked him why he had it on, he just slid my tray in and walked out. That's when I started to get real worried. My neighbor hadn't sent me any notes in about an hour, so I had no real way of communicating back with him, other than to just knock on the wall. So I tried that, thinking maybe he'd pass the paper back. I knocked 3 times and waited for a response, but nothing came. It was still pretty early, so I didn't think he was asleep or anything. Then I tried whispering out into the hallway, just loud enough for him to hear.
Hey, you there.
Suddenly the note slid out fast across the floor, smacking into my cell. This was weirdly abrupt, but I grabbed the paper anyway and checked it out. On the inside were just the words, "You're next," written in this weird black sticky tar. There was a monitor up in the right-hand corner of the hallway, showing what was on the other side of the door. From what I could tell from peeking out of my cell, it didn't look like there was anyone in the station. I started to worry that maybe I'd been caught in a really bad situation. One that nobody was prepared for, not even the cops. and maybe they had just left me there. I looked down at the bars on my cell and noticed they were starting to turn like a orangey brown. It was weird. On closer examination, I could tell that they were starting to rust. At that point, I was fairly certain there was some sort of toxic gas present in the hallway. What else would be causing metal to just rust instantly? I started screaming for the guards and pounding on the walls. No one heard me, though. That was when I noticed movement in my cell behind me. I turned and almost fell back upon processing what I'd seen. There was this hand, somehow working its way through the wall, this black goo dripping from it as it slowly pushed further and further into my cell. I started kicking my cell door furiously. I didn't care how bad it hurt. Luckily, the amount of rust that had been accumulating on the door seemed to weaken the lock. I was able to jiggle it further and further. I knew I didn't have much time, though, because my skin started to burn and small sores started to open up on my arms. Then the most horrific thing I've ever seen came through the wall. It was the rotting head of an old man, with just the skeletal portion of a jaw opened into a smile, staring at me. I stopped kicking and began to shake the door violently, my hands now bleeding from sores. It then took a step through the wall, and its decomposing foot splatted onto the floor of my cell. Finally, I started to ram the cell door, and the highly corroded lock snapped. I burst into the hallway and was met with an officer with his gun drawn.
"Get back in your cell!"
he screamed. Of course, I didn't listen and blew past him. Then the old man dove out of my cell, and the officer opened fire. I just looked back for a second, but the old man lifted his hand and the officer vanished before my eyes. I just kept running. When I made it outside, I saw two other officers standing out there, smoking cigarettes. I ran past them, and just as they were going to chase me, two black SUVs flew down the dirt road towards the station. I dove into some surrounding brush and watched as they opened fire with automatic weapons on the officers and the building in general. I then heard something burst out of the window from inside and the gunfire increase. I kept running through those woods till I couldn't go anymore, and luckily found a main road. After hitching a ride, I eventually ended up back with my wife and never spoke of the ordeal again. I knew I wasn't supposed to see what I'd seen, but hoped that maybe they'd forget about me in the confusion. A few months ago, though, I couldn't help myself and had to look up the police station I'd been locked up in just to see if there were any stories about it. Not surprisingly, it didn't show up online anywhere. It's almost like the station never existed at all. And I have a feeling if anyone finds out I was there, the same thing will happen to me.